Public and school libraries would have to notify parents about what their kids are borrowing under a Republican bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature. It's Friday, November 24th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Peter Bryant, filling in for Alex Crow. Coming up, student-run high school and college news outlets could be protected from censorship by their school administrators in a bipartisan bill moving through the legislature. And Wisconsin Act 31 requires Native American history to be taught in all schools. A listener wondered how educators are implementing the curriculum in the classroom. Stay with us.
Community support makes these 10 minutes of Wisconsin news possible. Your gift now at wpr.org/givewitoday makes the news you can use on Wisconsin Today available to you and everyone else. Thank you.
Young people's use of libraries would be under increased scrutiny under a Republican bill being considered in the state legislature. As Anya Van Wagendonk reports, it comes amid nationwide restrictions on what students read and learn.
Under the bill, librarians would be required to alert parents about what their kids are borrowing. Republican Representative Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc says she's looking for a compromise at a time when some parents are pushing for book bans. But Casey Meehan of the free expression group PEN America says this bill will intimidate librarians from offering certain types of books.
When we look at the books that are being targeted and ultimately removed from classrooms, you know, we see overwhelmingly these books include LGBTQ plus representation or include characters of color or talk about race and racism.
The Wisconsin Library Association says it's still analyzing the proposals. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A bipartisan bill working its way through the Wisconsin legislature would block high school and college administrators censoring student-run school newspapers. The legislation seeks to address a 1988 U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The court found a Missouri principal was right to withhold an article on teen pregnancy because the student paper was funded by the school. The Wisconsin bill would bar administrators from exercising prayer restraint on student articles. It would also allow students and their advisors to sue over alleged free speech violations. At a public hearing, John Cohn of the National Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression said 17 states like California and West Virginia have passed similar legislation.
What you'll notice is that they are not all red states, they are not all blue states, they are not all purple states. They fall into all of those categories, and almost all of these bills pass with unanimous support.
The Wisconsin bill is based on model legislation from the Student Press Law Center in Washington, D.C. A Wisconsin conservation group is suing the Department of Natural Resources, alleging it ignored science and public comments when writing the latest wolf management plan. Rich Kramer has more.
The Great Lakes Wildlife Alliance also accuses the DNR of making changes to the wolf plan after staff and members of the Natural Resources Board attended private meetings hosted by wolf hunting advocates. The suit argues the agency violated Wisconsin's Open Meeting Laws and Administrative Procedures Act while discriminating against viewpoints of those who argued against hunting as a means to reduce wolf conflicts with livestock. Melissa Smith is the Alliance's executive director. She says the suit isn't just about wolves, but government accountability.
It seems that the rules are there for some, and the rules don't exist for special interest groups that, you know, they work for.
A spokesperson for the DNR said the agency is unable to comment on pending litigation. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Green Bay Packers beat the Detroit Lions in a Thanksgiving football game yesterday, 29-22. A Packers-themed beer is now available across Wisconsin just a year after it launched. Lifelong Green Bay Packers fans Corey Benke and Aaron Nagler started Cheesehead TV in 2007 with a blog and podcast. Last year, they partnered with Gathering Place Brewing Company in Milwaukee to launch a Packers-themed beer called Carry the G. The brewery hired a distributor this year to make the beer available outside Green Bay, the Fox Valley, Madison, and Milwaukee to parts of central and western Wisconsin. Nagler says the beer has been a hit with Packer fans. He says requests to expand distribution have continued this year despite the team's struggles on the field.
It's great to see how people have kind of embraced Carry the G as a means of like, look, I'm still a Packers fan. I'm still proud to be a Packers fan.
They hope to someday make the beer available inside Lambeau Field and to distribute outside the state. November is National American Indian Heritage Month, but Indigenous history is taught all year round in Wisconsin schools. In today's Wisconsin Life, a WPR listener asked how the histories of Native people are being taught in the classroom. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with the answer to a question about education.
Wisconsin is one of 12 states that requires Native American content to be taught in schools. That prompted Maria Novotny to reach out to WPR's Wisconsin Project, asking us how educators are teaching this in the classroom. As WPR's Gabby Vinnick reports, schools are working to integrate Indigenous histories, cultures, and tribal sovereignty into the curriculum.
In a Madison West High School classroom, students take their seats in their first period class. This morning, they're talking about news involving the Cherokee Nation and the push to have First Nation representation in Congress. One by one, students like senior Abby O'Callahan share their questions.
Given the legacy of the federal government and its involvement in the dispossession of Native peoples, how can we move forward at both the local and the state level to kind of make sure that there's a real change in policy?
The class is just one example of how students are connecting the histories of Wisconsin's First Nations to the present day. And it wasn't too long ago that legislation known as Act 31 spurred this education. Since 1991, the law has mandated that public schools and public and private universities teach the histories, cultures, and tribal sovereignty of tribal nations in Wisconsin. It was in response to the violence that erupted in northern Wisconsin in the 1980s. Members of the Ojibwe tribe were spearfishing, and protesters blocked them from exercising a treaty right they reserved. J.P. Leary is of Cherokee descent. He's an associate professor of First Nations Studies at UW-Green Bay. He wrote a book about Act 31.
The real policy problem that Act 31 is addressing is the lack of meaningful opportunities to learn accurate, authentic information about the federally recognized tribes and bands in Wisconsin.
David O'Connor agrees. He's a consultant at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. O'Connor is a member of the Ojibwe tribe and offers educators resources about Wisconsin's First Nations on topics like treaty rights, Indigenous languages, and festivities. He encourages educators to weave those lessons into subjects beyond social studies.
If you teach it from a tribal sovereignty lens first, you could teach Native histories and cultures 10 times easier.
Wisconsin is home to 11 federally recognized tribal nations. Teachers like Jeff Ryan of Prescott High School have been working to integrate Native histories more deeply into their lessons. Since 2000, the social studies teacher has taken hundreds of students on a four-day trip to the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation in northern Wisconsin. They talk with tribal elders, do craft work, and tour cultural sites.
To gain a full understanding of the experience, whether it be the history or the contemporary issues connected to Native people, you have to access and talk with Native people.
There are more than 500 tribal nations in the U.S. Ryan and his students discuss what that means.
500 ways of thinking, 500 ways of talking, 500 ways of living, 500 ways of being.
Some critics say Act 31 has no teeth. The law requires the subject matter to be taught at least three times in grades K through 12. But since Wisconsin is a local control state, it's up to school boards and administrators to implement curriculum. Since its passage, more resources have become available for teachers to use. Even so, O'Connor says that for some educators, it's their first time learning the content. Sometimes it contradicts what they were taught.
For far too long, I always think that First Nations peoples and communities have been seen in curriculum as always long ago and far away, rather than being contemporary.
O'Connor says he hopes more schools make teaching Native histories a priority because, as he says, failing to do so is a lost opportunity for all.
WPR's Gabby Vinnick brought us that story on First Nations education in Wisconsin's classrooms. And the story idea came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future story. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm Peter Bryant in for Alex Crow. Our producers were Mallory Chang and John Davis. And catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.